This is attorney Larry Rowe. Question: why would you take a local auto crash case to a huge out-of-state law firm? Be smart, stay local, and visit me at LarryLRowe.com.
The views and opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of 580 WCHS, its employees, or WVRC Media. 580 Live is presented by Thornhill Automotive and is broadcast live from the Parmar Stores studio. From the studios of West Virginia Radio Corporation, the country, the United States of America, the state, West Virginia, the city, Charleston. This is 580 Live, and your host of 580 Live.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
He's kind of a big deal.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass, and I'm all out of bubblegum.
Dave Allen.
Hey, folks, good Monday morning to you. It's 580 Live, the voice of Charleston, WCHS. Sears Mighty Ben Hotline, 304-345-5858. Ruth Pharmacy Text, 304-935-5008. You can follow me on Facebook. It's Dave Allen Radio. Also on Twitter, at Dave870. Caitlin Murphy serving as our producer today. Coming up in the second part of the show, we have former Mayor Danny Jones is going to join us in the second part of the show. Plus, going to get an update on the Joshua Phillips impending trial with Jeff Jenkins from the newsroom. He's going to stop in to give us an update on that. A reminder, the phone calls to 580 Live are a service of Sears Monument Company, offering quality memorials since 1911 with locations in Charleston, Huntington, Beckley, and Parkersburg. Live streaming to 580 Live, brought to you by attorney Larry L. Rowe. Visit LarryLRowe.com or call 304-925-1333. And our texting service is provided by Fruit Pharmacy, your hometown family pharmacy. Sears Monument Hotline, 304-345-5858. The Fruit Pharmacy text, 304-935-5008. Before we get into all of that, though, I want to welcome in a good friend of mine from years back, Garrett Cole. Garrett Cole is a commissioner, county commissioner in Nicholas County. Garrett and I have been friends for a number of years. And Garrett, buddy, I wish it were under better circumstances that we have you on the show making your debut. Good morning, sir. I know it sounds odd to say how you doing, but how you doing, man?
Good morning. Well, I appreciate that. No, I mean, we're doing okay here in Nicholas County. Of course, under the circumstances, it's hard not to. Feel a little pain, especially just being 2 days away. But for what it's worth, we're doing good. We're rallying together, and I couldn't be more proud of how much of my county has tried to make sure the sheriff's department, the entire county, and the community as a whole stick together, no matter how bad of a situation we're currently in.
And it is a bad situation. Of course, we're talking about the death of Deputy Thomas Baker III, who was killed. And in the line of duty, Garrett, I do appreciate you taking time out of your schedule to be here. I know that there's been services held throughout the weekend. I think the actual funeral service is going to be Wednesday. I saw that posted. I know the investigation is continuing, and I want to focus this more on the way the people of Nicholas County and, quite frankly, all of West Virginia and parts of the country are reacting to this. But exactly, Garrett, tell us what happened.
Well, so Deputy Baker and Deputy Ellison were serving a warrant. Things were going well, and then things kind of seemed to go sour with the suspects that they were talking to. Of course, that broke loose into the situation. Like you say, it's under investigation.
Right.
But during that altercation, at the on point, Deputy Ellison was shot in the leg. And to speak to his testament of his dedication, he shot on Friday night. Sunday afternoon, he's standing in uniform for his fallen brother that's coming back from Charleston.
That's unbelievable. Yeah, I mean, I heard that on the news, Garrett, when I was driving in this morning. I heard Jeff talking about it on the news. It's unbelievable dedication. I mean, the thin blue line, man, it's incredible. And you know, Garrett, I know Nicholas County very well. I spent a lot of time there with you and with several other elected officials and just ordinary folks from around the county. Nicholas County is a very, very closely knit community, like a lot of the areas around West Virginia. Everybody knows everybody. So I know when you factor that in, Commissioner Cole, I know that hits especially hard.
Absolutely. Everybody knew Tom because Tom was a deputy in the early 2000s. And then he actually went to be a city officer at the city of Summersville. And then he actually stepped away to go to the private sector. And he did everything from he was a coal miner, he sold insurance, he was a bail's bondsman. And no matter what he did, he took pride in his work, and he did an excellent job, and everybody knew him for that. He's always had a servant's heart, and I've known Tom for years, and I can truly say that. And I think that he, you know, came to the realization that he thought he could do that in the best manner back in law enforcement. So actually 2 to 3 years ago, we got him back as a deputy sheriff.
And it's so difficult, whether it's in Summersville or in the city of Charleston or wherever it is, or anywhere around the country, to get people to answer that call, or at least to continue answering the call of law enforcement. And when you hear about Commissioner Cole's situations like this, it only echoes that. But from what I understand, I did not know Deputy Baker personally, but you did. It sounds like he was a real, real stand-up guy.
Oh, he was salt of the earth. I mean, you never saw him without a smile. He would help a stranger just as much as he would help his own family. And he always had a running joke that he had the cleanest police cruiser in Nicholas County. And it was just one of the simple ways, but one of the most prevalent ways you could tell he took pride in his work and was dedicated to the job that he had with us.
Talking with Nicholas County Commissioner Garrett Cole this morning on 580 Live. Talk about, Garrett, the response that Nicholas County has seen, that you and the residents here have seen, not only from residents from there, obviously. I know you had a big turnout of people that just didn't know what else to do, so they all just came to the courthouse. So that's kind of a thing in small towns. But also the response that you've seen from around the state of West Virginia and in reality around the nation.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. I've had so many other county commissioners. Of course, we know each other from conferences and whatnot. They've been reaching out, offering their deputies to come down to serve, and actually Kanawha, Fayette, and Raleigh have all actually stepped up and helped us cover the county during this time. From the moment we left Thomas Memorial in South Charleston until we pulled into the funeral home in Summersville, every intersection had, you have your fire departments and your police departments and the state police, and that's great, don't get me wrong, they're showing their respect. But what really killed me is when we're driving down through there and these parents have all their children lined up along the vehicle saluting the ambulance as it goes by and the procession to go by. And that tells me, that gives me hope for West Virginia. Because no matter what, parents around here, citizens around here are still teaching their children who a true hero is.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Baker was truly a hero.
Yeah, and I'm as guilty, Garrett, as I'm sure you are. You know, we look to the baseball fields or the concert stages or even in the political realms for heroes, and that's not where it's at, man. It's first responders. It's police. It's fire. It's ambulances. People like that. They do it every day.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And see, this is the second deputy Nicholas County's lost in 3 weeks. We lost Deputy Travis Lawson in an off-duty motorcycle accident. So our department, you know, they were holding together and still doing their job and doing all that they could. And then we lose Deputy Tom Baker. And they're still out there doing their job. And their dedication of all these guys, and it's the same kind of dedication Tom Baker had his entire time as a deputy sheriff. It humbles me so much that these guys are willing to serve Nicholas County the way they do.
What are the funeral arrangements, Garrett?
So it is this Wednesday. The date escapes me, so I guess it would be the 8th. And the visitation will be at the Summersville Arena and Conference Center from noon to 5 p.m. The funeral will begin at 5 and then cemetery to follow.
Yeah, and it's, you talked about the response and the turnout that you've already seen with people, as we said, coming to the courthouse and to people when you were transporting the body back to Nicholas County, the number of people that were at the intersections with their kids and things of that nature. So I could imagine you're going to – I recall what it was like when we lost Patrolman Cassie Johnson here in Charleston a year or so ago, and I remember what that was like, and I would imagine that it'll be the same kind of a situation there with people paying their respects in Nicholas County.
Absolutely. And thanks to our good partnerships over the years with the city of Summersville, they donated the arena and conference center for our use. So that's even just an expense spared of the family. And, you know, it has a 4,000 person capacity. And quite frankly, we hope that's enough room. We'll see.
Commissioner Garrett Cole of Nicholas County, you're one of the good guys, man. I love the county and the people of Nicholas County. As I said, I had a chance to spend a lot of time there, and we're all very, very sorry for your loss. You will be in our thoughts and prayers as you navigate the next several days. I know it's going to be tough, and thoughts and prayers to the folks of Nicholas County, the Sheriff's Department, and, of course, the Baker family as well. I appreciate you taking time to be here, man. Thanks a lot.
Hey, absolutely. Thank you for having me.
All right. Garrett Cole, Nicholas County Commissioner. Very, very sad situation there in Nicholas County with the death of the deputy. And I just can't imagine, you know, what that community – because, again, you know, coming from a small area like Nicholas County is, and I spent a lot of time there, very, very closely knit community, like just like so many others around the state of West Virginia. But to see the outpouring of support that you see, as he said, when they were returning the body to Nicholas County, and the people along the way between Charleston and Summersville and every intersection. And I had talked to Garrett about this last night and seeing the people that were lining up and saluting the ambulance, and this service on Wednesday, I'm sure, is going to be very difficult for them. So, again, our thoughts and prayers go out to the Nicholas County Sheriff's Department, all the people of Nicholas County, and Deputy Baker and his family as well. Quick text, somebody that's familiar with the area says, Tom Baker was a deacon in a church pastored by a friend of mine, says a texter. He was the real deal, a real Christian man, not just a Christian man in name only. He was a remarkable person by all accounts, according to a texter. 580 Live is brought to you in part by the Thornhill Auto Group. It's time to ditch that old truck and trade up to a brand new Ram from Thornhill CDJR. Make the switch for more power and towing capabilities, plus technology and fuel economy. The Ram Make the Switch event is happening now at Thornhill CDJR, Fountain Place Mall in Logan. Visit them online, thornhillcdjr.com. Sears Monument Hotline, 304-345-5858. Fruit Pharmacy, Texas, 304-935-5008. Going to take a break. Jeff Jenkins is going to join us from the newsroom to give us an update on the Joshua Phillips case. Plus, former Mayor Danny Jones is here. It's 580 Live from the Parmar Store Studio on the Voice of Charleston, WCHS.
The brand new Generations Physical Therapy for Nitro and Cross Lanes is now open.
Get your appointment at generationspt.com.
You are now interacting in summer mode,
where freedom rings and adventure begins. Welcome to the Jeep Freedom Days at Thornhill Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Logan.
Hey, it's Sydney here with your new keys to adventure this summer.
We've got all new 22 Jeep models arriving daily, from your favorites like new Grand Cherokee to the exciting all new Wagoneer.
With the expanding Jeep lineup, you've got to give one of these a drive.
Adventure is waiting on the Thornhill Motor Mile. Shop Jeep Freedom Days at Thornhill CDJR, Fountain Place Mall, Logan, next to Tractor Supply.
Or online at thornhillcdjr.com.
Let freedom ring. See Thornhill for all details.
Bids for Bargains is live. Now through June 14th, you can bid and win on amazing offers from local and statewide businesses.
Teeth whitening from Gareem Dental Group, Tri-County YMCA membership, and St. Albans pool passes.
Just go to wvbargains.com and bid as often as you want on as many items as you want.
Kidder Rules party packages, a Boone County truck driving scholarship, and AeroCare heat pump packages.
More than $400,000 worth of merchandise is available at 50 to 70% savings. Bids for Bargains, live now through June 14th, a WVRC Media promotion.
Some X's are a real pain in the backside, but Omega Commercial Interiors has the X that's all about stress-free comfort. Hi, I'm David McCormick, owner of Omega Commercial Interiors, and I'm talking about the amazing X chair. Infinite recline, dynamic variable lumbar support, and available heat and massage make the X chair a customer favorite. Omega Commercial Interiors has X chairs in stock and ready to ship. The X chair is the X you'll love to see every day. Learn more at OmegaCommercialInteriors.com.
Poca Valley Bank is now open in Kanawha City, ready to serve you for all your banking and financial needs. Poca Valley Bank has been serving customers in your community since 1908. Stop by the new Poca Valley Bank location at 3800 McCorkle Avenue in Kanawha City and let them become your community bank. Drive-through open Monday through Friday at 7:30 and 8 a.m. on Saturday. Online at PocaValleyBank.com to learn more about our personal and business services. Poca Valley Bank, where relationships matter.
Presented by RX Bytel Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy on Charleston's west side. Proud to bring you RX Bypack, a pre-filled pouch system which divides your tablets and capsules into multiple day doses perfectly matched to your doctor's instructions. Learn more at rxbytel.com.
Here's Monument Hotline, 304-345-5858. Food Pharmacy text, 304-935-5008. 580 Live for the Parmar Store Studio. There's not a Parmar Store near you now. There will be soon. Caitlin Murphy is our producer today. Former Mayor Danny Jones is going to join us here momentarily. I want to go to Jeff Jenkins, though, in the newsroom. Jeff, good morning. How are you, sir?
Hey, good morning, Dave.
It's been a busy time in the 580 CHS and the Metro News newsroom, but I did want to get the latest in the Joshua Phillips case. Where are we now?
Well, it's day three of jury selection. So okay. We're, Phillips is charged with the Cassie Johnson death. the Charleston police officer, and it's gone pretty slow, quite honestly.
Weren't we thinking that the trial might actually get, or that it would all be wrapped up by today?
They thought maybe it was just probably too optimistic to think you could get a jury chosen in 2 days. They got a kind of a slow start on Thursday, so the plan was to call in. They have about 110 jurors, potential jurors that they were going to interview, and they got a pretty kind of slow start on Thursday, so it continued Friday, so they're calling another group in today. So it's just, you know, the jurors are in a room, and Danny knows this, you know, they Judge Bailey gives kind of a general, they'll bring a group in, she'll give kind of a general thing, here's what the case is about, here's how long we think it may take to put the case on, so forth and so on. And then they take them out for like individual interviews, individual voir dire, they call that. And then they decide if this person can kind of go on in the process or not. So they're kind of in that process, and it's just not, I think by its very nature, it's not very fast moving. So we'll see where they are at the end of the day today. I would say now, if they can get a jury, it may not be till Wednesday. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to give this at least another 2 days. So that what they're aiming for is to get 24 prospective jurors, and then each side gets a number of what they call strikes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, somebody the prosecution really doesn't want on the jury, out of that 24, they can strike them. And the defense has a few strikes too, and then they get it down to 14.
Go ahead, Danny.
That's done through profiling.
Yeah, exactly. Sure, that's what it is. Yeah.
Hey, can I just say something?
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, thank you. My birthday was Saturday. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yes, it was.
Well, happy belated birthday.
Yes.
But every day you turn 35, right?
Exactly. 35 for like the, I don't know how many times.
35.
35 for like the.
If he's 35, that face wore out two bodies.
Yeah, exactly. 35 for the 22nd time? Is that something like that?
I'm just kidding.
That's okay. No, that's okay.
The former mayor's got jokes.
You know that the best person to handle a courtroom like that.
Yeah.
I watched it when I was doing news. Art Recht.
Mm. You know,
from
judge,
Wheeling.
Yeah.
He was the best.
Yeah.
He could he explained stuff. He was good, and you never knew if he had a prejudice. And there was this woman that got beat up in the mall by some guy. Mm-hmm. He was all hopped up and waited. As soon as it was over and he was found guilty, he slam dunked him. But you'd have never known what if he had a prayer or if he had a side.
Right.
Or
right.
Our Rect was the best.
Right. So we'll see here. So the question is, can they get to that number 24? I mean, can they get that many potential jurors? And if they can't, then Judge Bailey's going to entertain, I think, the change of venue request is kind of still hanging out there.
Mm-hmm.
That she delayed ordering on or ruling on until they kind of get into this process and see if they can or if they can get a jury. So that's still kind of in abeyance, and we'll see what happens. But I think it's going to be a couple more days at least.
Okay. Well, happy belated birthday.
Yes.
And I appreciate you stopping by the studio today. We'll be following all day, WCHSnetwork.com and the Metro News Radio Network. Jeff, thanks a lot, man.
Okay. See you guys.
Did anybody get surveyed on that thing? I did.
Yeah. They sent out a bunch of surveys.
No, they called me on the phone.
Oh, they did? Okay.
And there was some lady, and she started asking me questions. Do you think this? Do you think that? And then finally I said, wait a minute. I said, and I was real nice to her because I don't like to do those things, but I said, ma'am, I was the mayor right before she got, I retired right before she came on the department. So I don't think I'm the right person to talk to about
mm-hmm,
this.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, well, gosh, thank you. So I think she was almost crying. She said, thank you so much. People have been so mean to me on the phone. I said, well, I'm sorry that's happened.
Yeah.
And this is a job that, you know, people have to get a fair trial. Our system doesn't work unless that force meets force in the courtroom.
Right.
In other words, and whatever this guy did, he deserves an adequate defense.
Yeah.
And that's what we're trying to do here, and that's why this effort has been made by the judge to do this.
Yeah. Take the time and see. So it's just by its very nature, it's not very fast process.
Yeah.
So
All right, Jeff, I know you got to get back to work, man. I appreciate it. Thanks, right. Jeff Jenkins from the newsroom. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. 927, former Mayor Danny Jones is here. This segment of 580 Live is a service of Hussons. The June special of the month at Hussons is a large pepperoni pizza with cheese sticks, only $19.99 to order online for checkout or delivery, or to find the nearest Hussons pizza to you. Go to hussonspizza.com. How are you, sir?
I'm fine. I was thinking about defendants that some unpopular defendants and some, I mean, there's a thing called Eichmann on TV, and it was a story on Netflix, and the lawyer who represented Eichmann out of Israel, I mean, was just, they just pillared him. And the question is, as evil as Eichmann was, and it's obvious he was, he deserves a defense.
Yeah.
Or are there anything's a sham if he doesn't get an adequate defense?
That's the way our system is set up.
Everybody and people, how could you represent that person? Well, they deserve a defense.
Yeah, that's the way it's set up.
People got mad at Blankenship. You know, a lot of people didn't like him. But the point is, Don.
Oh, I know. I had him on the show a couple weeks ago, and I caught holy heck for that.
For what?
for having Don Blankenship on the air.
Oh, sure. Well, let me tell you something. He was the ultimate because he had the finances to defend himself. And every once in a while, especially the Federals, they deserve to be tested. And that was the ultimate test. And that trial was everything that it didn't become. It was a misdemeanor. Mm-hmm. When he went to prison, he was the only, out of 2,400 inmates, he was the only one that had a misdemeanor. And the other inmates didn't believe him.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave him a year instead of a year and a day, which meant he had to serve all of it.
Yeah.
So, no, he deserves everybody, you know. Watching it on TV, Simpson, you know, kind of made a mockery of it.
That's where it started. That's where the mockery started.
And Judge Ito didn't have control of the courtroom, and so.
Well, I'll say this, Danny. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show, but I'm not crazy about the idea of starting the show and having two segments on the death of police officers because, you know, I had Garrett Cole, county commissioner from Nicholas County, on the death of Deputy Baker up there over the weekend.
I'm sorry.
And then to have, you know, but I had to bring Jeff in too. My point is that people, I think, don't realize what police officers and, more importantly, their family and loved ones go through on a regular basis.
And what was it about? It was about a parked car or something?
And the Charleston situation, yeah. Yeah. Ugh. Yeah. Yeah.
And she was just a young girl. She could have been my daughter or your daughter. Or, mm-hmm. Oh, it's just so incredibly sad.
It is indeed. All right. First of all, I got to ask you, how's the restaurant business? How are things at Danny's?
It's tough. We're up in a park. I knew this when I opened it up there. We're not in a great location. And that's why when anybody comes in there to eat, you know, I wait on every single person that comes in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I always thank you for thinking of us. Because you have to think, you don't walk past that place. Nobody, I think I'll stop there. Nobody's walking up there. I mean, we have people that live up there, and you have dressmakers, and you've got this beautiful little music shop called Folklore.
Yeah.
Have you seen that?
When I went to lunch at your place a couple of months ago, some of the guys from the station stopped in there and just kind of looked around. I'm not a musician, so I don't probably fully appreciate as much as a musician would, but the stuff was cool. I really did enjoy it.
Well, like we had a good Saturday, but last week was incredibly slow, and I went over to see him, and he said the same thing. So what little traffic comes up that way, it was desolate last week. But you got to remember, everybody else was downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And I think my own view is that the pride thing, I think people just wanted something to go to. I mean, you had a lot of people celebrating, obviously, the occasion.
Mm-hmm.
But I watched people walk past from the East End that just families and stuff. I think they wanted to go down and have a good time in town.
Well, there was a lot. I mean, I went to the state baseball tournament. My alma mater played and won for the state championship, Logan, on Saturday morning at 10. My wife and I joined some people over there. Then we went to Capital Market afterwards and had lunch, and just she wanted to look at some flowers and things there. And it was it normally is on a beautiful day like that, but it was packed. And then there was a lot going on in Charleston. You had as you mentioned, the Pride thing this weekend. You had you had Live on the Levee Friday night. You had a motorcycle rally going on all day. Symphony Sunday was back. So, yeah, mm-hmm. A lot of things going on in Charleston this weekend.
You know, Larry Gross told me when I first became mayor, he said, try to pyramid events. In other words, stack them on top of each other. because it gives more persons something to do and make Charleston look that much more vibrant. So you had this going on, this going on. Symphony Sunday, well, we don't want you to compete with us. You're not competing. It's good to have it all.
Yeah.
You know, the more you have, the better it gets, the more the hotels fill up. And more people come downtown.
And there were a lot of people on Saturday. And I'm sure I wasn't in town yesterday, but on Saturday there were a whole lot of people there. And again, you had the state baseball tournament going on, which helped. And you also had local representation because, you know, you had Logan, but you also had Charleston Catholic in it. You had GW in it. You had Hurricane in it. So obviously people are going to drive, you know, to cheer on those teams as well. So a lot of folks.
You ever seen the – have you seen the mall lately?
It's been a couple months.
You walk in on the left and there's Tidewater, and then on the right there's Penny's, and from then on all the way to Champs there's nothing.
No, there, yeah,
nothing but white walls, and I don't know, drywall or wallboard, whatever they do up there, and they paint it white, and it's sad to see, and it's sad people come in from out of town. You can no longer brag about the malls. The other side of that is it's happening all over the country.
But, I mean, I'm somebody where I live geographically. I am exactly in the middle of Huntington and Charleston, and I have a tendency, if we do go to the mall, I go to the town center occasionally, but I by my own admission, go to the Huntington Mall a lot more. Huntington Mall is thriving right now.
Is it really?
It is really.
Is Macy's still there?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think it is. I have to ask my wife about that. I get things from Macy's that they're bought for me at time to time. But yeah, I'm pretty sure it is. If not, then I'll correct that. But the rest, I mean, the Huntington Mall is seems to be doing now. Is it what it was in 1993? No, I don't think any. Like to your point, I don't think it is. But you know, back years ago. And you know this, when people came to Charleston, if they came for the state basketball tournament or baseball tournament or whatever, one way or the other, they're going to spend some time in the mall. You know, they're going to go to the town center because we simply don't have a lot of those stores in the towns that people come from, you know, be it Elkins or, you know, Beckley or what, well, maybe Beckley does, but some of the others. Not so much now. I mean, my wife, who works in the area, told me last week that Starbucks was closed. I mean, not permanently, but at least for one afternoon, Starbucks was closed. For one reason or another.
And I used to go in there every morning.
Oh, I know you were a regular there.
And then, but they've taken out all the cushion seats, most of the, I call them bar stools, but the stools that are all the way around, they've taken them out, all but four of them. They don't want you sitting in there. They don't want you getting comfortable. You can get your coffee and go. So I make coffee at home or I go to the Starbucks on the, out here on the boulevard.
Yeah. Talking to former Mayor Danny Jones, anytime I announce you're here, you have text waiting on you when you get here.
Well, talk to me.
They're good and bad. Do you want the good or the bad?
Give me the bad.
The first text that I had before you even sat down in the studio said, Dave, ask Dollar Danny. You're forever going to be known as Dollar Danny. Ask Dollar Danny if he helps cook the food at his restaurant or is he as out of touch there as he is with reality. Are you out of touch, Mr. Jones?
It's a rhetorical question. And I'm... I do cook.
You do cook it. I've seen it, and I've eaten it enough to know you do. Yeah. You and Carrie do a great job down there, and the other folks will help out too.
Yeah, we work hard.
Yeah. Let's see. The summer, says a texter, has just begun, and we have already had a downtown murder. Why does the current administration not address the situation that emanates from a certain establishment on the boulevard? The previous administration was quick to involve the ABCC in addressing nuanced establishments.
Is there a particular place this is happening?
I think I know what they're alluding to. Yeah, I think so.
Is that on the middle of that one block?
I think so, yeah.
You know, I worked there in 1973. I worked into 74. I don't know. I don't tell. We would use, of course, we had friends there. Dallas Staples was once the commissioner, and then Ron, the other guy, we had such great relations. I don't even know who's up there anymore, but if you can use the ABC, what the guy's saying is that there's trouble that's coming out of this one bar. Is that?
I think that's what they're kind of alluding to, yeah. And it seems, we've had text about that particular location in the past of the show.
People, they like guns, don't they?
And that's actually why I wanted to have you on the show today to talk
about
guns.
We'll talk about it.
All right. Says the texture, the self-defense strategy is interesting. It begs the question, who shot first? And that leads to the hypothetical, does a person have a right to defend themselves against police? Don't need to text her. I guess all that'll come out in the trial.
Wow. Wow. I'm going to stay away from that one.
Text says, the Huntington Mall is thriving because all of the stores and restaurants surrounding it. If you transplanted the Charleston Mall to Corridor G, it would thrive. Not in its current state, it wouldn't, because there's nothing there.
It wouldn't. And it was great when it first opened. And it was very exciting. And I was very resentful at that time. I was out at my little restaurant down where Rusty's Law Office is now. Mm-hmm. That was my restaurant. Mm-hmm. And what I noticed was I'd still have a crowd, but the before and after were gone.
Yeah.
You know, I'd still have a fairly good lunch. So I decided, what the heck, I'll run for sheriff.
It's a natural progression.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones. Emmett, you're on with the mayor. Go ahead.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, Mr. Mayor.
Hi, Emmett.
Mayor, you may recognize me. I'm the one that brings the pan in all the time and getting your ribs.
Yes, sir.
I've got a pan full recently. I had some folks, my kin people, coming through from Florida, headed to Michigan. And they love ribs, but they said your ribs were the best they've ever eaten.
Thank you, man.
Sincerely, we buy them, as you know, from you constantly in that big pan I bring in, and they are the best ribs in Charleston.
We're grateful. We're grateful. I'm sorry the price has gone up so much, because the price of everything, even paper products, is killing us. When people come in the restaurant, I ask them, would you use metal forks?
And he will. He'll call you out on it. He has called me out on it.
Because the plastic and stuff, it's gone so.
Even though the price is what it is, it's a good value. You got lots of meat on your ribs. They're tender. They're the best we've ever eaten.
Thank you very much.
All right, Emmett, we appreciate your phone call. Thanks a lot. 22 minutes away from 10. Hey, if you're not satisfied with your current pharmacy, check out RX Vitale in Charleston's West Side. Ask about their RX Bipacks. Those are pre-filled pouch systems which divide up your prescription doses perfectly as prescribed by your doctor. RX Vitale on the West Side, they are your neighborhood pharmacy. We're going to take a break. Mr. Jones and I are going to talk about guns. It's all the rage to talk about these days. We're up next. That's up next. It's 580 Live on the Voice of Charleston, WCHS.
Brought to you by the Eric J. Tarr Family Businesses. Eric J. Tarr Family Businesses care for your family.
Activating summer mode.
It's time to ditch that old truck and trade up to a brand new Ram truck from Thornhill CDJR. The Ram Make the Switch event is on now, and Thornhill CDJR is here to get you summer ready for whatever fun activity you've got to haul. Make the switch for more power and towing capabilities, technology and fuel economy. Plus, Thornhill has the monster thrills you're looking for with loaded custom lift options. It's Sydney here on the Thornhill Motor Mile, inviting you to our Ram Make the Switch event happening at Thornhill CDJR, Fountain Place Mall, Logan, next to Tractor Supply, or online at thornhillcdjr.com.
Trading in your business fleet or personal vehicle for a new one? Donate your used vehicle to Good News Mountaineer Garage and get the best tax deduction possible and the satisfaction of knowing your donation changed the life of someone in need. Good News Mountaineer Garage repairs donated vehicles and provides them to qualified West Virginia families, giving them access to employment, safe and affordable housing, health care, and other vital necessities, and putting them on the road to economic independence. Call 1-866-GIVE-CAR today for Good News Mountaineer Garage.
Are you feeling uneasy about recent stock market volatility? That may indicate it's time for a financial checkup. Volatility is an unavoidable feature of the market. Your portfolio should be designed to deal with the ups and downs of the market while giving you the peace of mind to live comfortably in retirement. Give me a call or book online today. Your no-cost, no-obligation financial checkup. Retire right with John Burdett, 4thAvenueFinancial.com.
Securities offered through JW Cole Financial Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through JW Cole Advisors Incorporated, JW Cole Financial, JW Cole Advisors, and 4th Avenue Financial are unaffiliated entities.
Me and Earl were close to retirement when COVID hit. Then we got behind on rent and utilities. Thank goodness for the Mountaineer Rental Assistance Program. We applied, got approved, and bingo, we're all caught up. We even got 3 months' rent in advance and $300 for internet. You might be eligible too. Apply online or talk to a real person at 866-623-6284, and they'll tell you all about it. Right, Earl? Earl? Where'd he go?
Presented by RX Vitale Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy on Charleston's West Side. Proud to bring you RX Bipack, a pre-filled pouch system which divides your tablets and capsules into multiple day doses perfectly matched to your doctor's instructions. Learn more at rxvitale.com.
19 minutes away from 10, Sears Monument Hotline, 304-345-5050 at Fruit Pharmacy Text, 304-935-5008. Former Charleston Mayor Danny Jones is with us. And I wanted Danny to come in. Always, Danny and I just like to talk about stuff, but I didn't want to get Danny's take on some guns and all of the talk around the country right now. Of course, we had the tragedy in Uvalde and Buffalo before that, and even more shootings have happened since then.
Tulsa,
Philadelphia over the weekend. But a text kind of goes along with this, and Danny, we'll just kind of lead in with this. It says, did you guys see that Fox News has started talking about the graduation party deal from a couple of weeks ago that happened in Charleston? Steve Scalise was on last night and mentioned it as an example of a good guy with a gun stopping a bad guy with a gun.
Yeah. Wow. Even though I won my election and I won the court case, that was a bad fight to get into.
And now, for those that may not remember, go back in time a little bit and explain the situation with the court case.
In 2014, they passed it was Senate Bill 317. And what it did, it allowed guns to go into rec centers as long as they were concealed or put up in a compartment of some kind. Well, you're not going to get the rec centers into managing somebody else's gun, so you just had to conceal them, I guess. It was so poorly written. But in essence, it put guns in Head Start programs and after-school programs. And my feeling was it's a school, and they shouldn't be allowed in. Now, here's the interesting part about this. They vilified me. Nationally.
I remember.
Well, they vilified me. But so what happened was is that the national group reached out to me, you know, Mayors Against Illegal Guns, and they put me on their board and all this stuff, not stuff I felt comfortable with. And old Mayor Bloomberg knows about you, which I'm not sure I wanted that. I'm not sure I wanted that association. Right. But when I ran for re-election, I said, okay, give me some money. I need some money. They're getting money from gun. They wouldn't give me any money. So as soon as the election was over, I got out of that group. And they said, well, just don't tell anybody. You know, mayors, they don't want – I mean, here they had a mayor of a capital city in West Virginia that and they didn't want to embrace me financially, which they embrace everything else. But anyway, we were sued by Citizens Defense League. Is that what it's called?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because we were sued by them, we were able to countersue them. That's what got us into court. Otherwise, we'd have never gotten in court. Cities are a creature of the state. Cities can't sue the state. That's like suing yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So the only – and we went to court, and Judge Stuckey ruled that those are schools, man. You can't – so we, in essence, won it, but – it was a hollowed victory, and I've in this state, you know, it is what it is. On a national basis, if the Democrats hadn't screwed the economy up so much, I mean, with this gasoline and stopping our being able to drill for our own oil and gas, they might have a real issue here going into the fall. Mm-hmm. They're going to try to take this and abortion. And they'll embrace them completely and totally because they ain't got nothing else.
Yeah.
Okay? They're going to go after guns, and they're going to go after abortions. Or the fact that if this Supreme Court comes true, if this Supreme Court decision is, in fact, overturning Roe versus Wade, they're going to embrace it completely and run on it and hope it will tilt the tide. The problem with it is the economy is people are, I'm going out to California next month, and I bet that gas will be $7 a gallon.
Yeah, if not more.
and around here it'll be over $5. And they don't have an answer for this.
Yeah.
And even the 3-point answer that President Biden gave in his editorial he wrote for the Wall Street Journal was just ridiculous. It didn't have any answer.
Yeah,
you know, so.
Well, Senator Manchin was on Hoppe last week, and he says, as far as the gun laws, Danny, he's willing to go back to the table. Now, I was at an event last week where Senator Manchin spoke, and he actually told the same story that night that he told on Hoppe, that he told on Mark Curtis's show over the weekend. He says he was traveling overseas and says he likes to ask people he encounters, wait staff and whatnot, if you've ever been to America and would you like to go? And he says most of the time they say, oh, yeah, I've dreamed of going to America. You know, that's what they've said throughout the years. But he said he did encounter one person that said it was a waitress, and she said, no, I don't want to go because I'm afraid of the guns.
It happened to me in 2008. January 2009, and I was down at Pritikin Center in Miami at the Trump Doral Country Club. And I was sitting at a table with Harlem Congressman Charlie Rangel. Do you remember him?
I do.
And he's a wonderful person. Then you had a couple from Canada and a couple from England. And the couple from England and the couple from Canada said the same, "What is it with you people and guns?" And Charlie looked at me and said, "Yeah, Maya, what is it with you people and guns?" You know, so I you know, it is it, that, you know, that's what people ask overseas. They don't think we're civilized because of our Second Amendment and the fact ever there are more guns in this country than there are people. That's why any remedy, I'm not sure how you would, how that would work. You could outlaw AR-15s if you could get the votes, but that mean you're going to confiscate them?
Yeah, I mean, you can't do that. You cannot possibly do that.
There's 11 million of them out there, 11 or 13 or something.
Right.
And I just don't I don't see it happening. It's sad that the wrong people get their hands on them.
But, I mean, I'm of the, maybe it's simplistic on my side because I'm a simplistic kind of guy, but I'm of the belief that we don't have a gun problem. We have a people problem. We have a behavior problem. It's not a gun issue. And if you look at these, especially with these school shootings and in Buffalo, most of these folks have the same basic profile. They, I mean, not all, but 90, I would say 90-95% of them have the same basic profile, Danny. It's the same thing. It's they're a loner. It's that in the situation with the kids, there's usually some sort of a dysfunctional family issue. They were bullied themselves. They find solace in these online and the cesspool that is the internet. They find solace in there, and they find kindred spirits are there, and there we go.
Truly spoken, like a native of Logan County.
100%. I mean, you don't do you agree or disagree, or are you somewhere in the middle?
No. I think everything you said was true. Let me say what I think might happen. If Cornyn can, there's the Republicans that aren't running again, and all the Democrats, and probably Collins, if they can get 60 votes together, they might come up with something. But getting 60 votes together is tough.
Well, and the majority of shootings in this country, and we kind of sometimes we forget these statistics that, you know, what bears these things out, is that the majority of shootings in this country are not done by so-called assault weapons. We can't even agree on what the definition of an assault rifle is. An AR-15 is not an assault rifle. So we cannot even agree on that. But the majority are done with handguns. And less than, as I said on the show last week, Danny, less than 2% of all of the handgun deaths in America are mass shootings. Most of them are self-inflicted.
Well, out of the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals, written by a man I know very well, is a case law that calls the AR-15 a weapon of war. And Maryland outlawed AR-15s, and it was taken to court, and it went to the Fourth Circuit, and they called it a weapon of war and said it shouldn't be used.
But they're already out there.
I mean, what I'm saying is in our circuit, we're in the Fourth Circuit.
Right, yeah.
If a state wants to pass a law outlawing the AR-15s, it'll be upheld.
So what do you do with the ones that are already out there?
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, because I have plenty of friends that own them, and it's not a Logan County thing. There's a lot of people that have them, and they have them for sport.
No, you get an apartment on the fifth floor of the Atlas Building. That's what you I don't know.
All right. Speaking to your part of town, let me do this text before we go to break. Text says, "Danny, love your restaurant and food, but hate your location. Wife was picking up food a few weeks ago, and on the way back to the car with an order, got accosted by an aggressive homeless person, and it scared the whiz out of her."
I'm sorry.
I mean, there's nothing you could do about it. I don't think they're blaming you for that.
No, we'll walk you to your car. I don't know what else to do. I do the best I can, and I have never complained.
It is pretty bad over there. I mean, it is.
Well, I knew that when I got there.
Yeah, you did.
And I put it there, and most people do very well. The mayor gave us a parking space right out front, and it's we got that just for casual people coming in and out. But, you know, I did the best I can.
You do. All right, we got to take a break. We're back after this from the Parmar Store Studio. It's 580 Live and the Voice of Charleston, WCHS.
Brought to you by the Eric J. Tarr Family Businesses.
Eric J. Tarr Family Businesses have been creating jobs in West Virginia since 1997.
You are now interacting in summer mode,
where freedom rings and adventure begins. Welcome to the Jeep Freedom Days at Thornhill Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Logan.
Hey, it's Sydney here with your new keys to adventure this summer. We've got all new 22 Jeep models arriving daily, from your favorites like new Grand Cherokee to the exciting all new Wagoneer.
With the expanding Jeep lineup, you've got to give one of these a drive.
Adventure is waiting on the Thornhill Motor Mile. Shop Jeep Freedom Days at Thornhill CDJR, Fountain Place Mall, Logan, next to Tractor Supply.
Or online at thornhillcdjr.com.
Let freedom ring. See Thornhill for all details.
New River Health welcomes you to their premier site at the Gateway Center in Smithers, next to Valley School. When healthcare needs enter your life, consider Cindy Johnson for comprehensive care for adults and children of all ages, immunizations, physicals, and much more. Kids at Valley Pre-K 8 are welcome during the school day. New River Health at the Gateway Center in Smithers. For appointments, call 304-981-4983. At New River Health, we are proud of your confidence in us since 1978.
Presented by RX Bytel Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy on Charleston's west side. Proud to bring you RX Bypack, a pre-filled pouch system which divides your tablets and capsules into multiple day doses perfectly matched to your doctor's instructions. Learn more at rxbytel.com.
7 minutes away from 10, 580 Live brought to you part by the Charleston Dirty Birds. Go to dirtybirdsbaseball.com, your hometown team, the Charleston Dirty Birds. Eventually, they are going to make it back home. They've been on the road for a long time. It looks like they are coming back soon. Going back to the mall, Texas, dear Dave and Danny, the mall is an 83 model. Turns out malls are like relationship. Who still has their 1983 relationship? Very few. Didn't update.
I have a 38 Buick.
Texas Dave, great to hear Mayor Danny on your program. He's a man with common sense and a lot of knowledge. Great guest for your show for sure. Thanks. Tex says, Dave, for the love of humanity, please stop lying about the Democrats and gasoline.
What about it?
I don't know. I didn't know I said anything about the Democrats and gasoline.
I did. You did. That was me.
Yeah.
Well, I think there's a cause and effect going on there. And I wouldn't say it if I didn't believe it to be true. We were self-sustaining on gasoline, and I can name a whole bunch of things that the president did and things he won't allow, and we could be doing our own oil and natural gas. For Marcellus Shale, he won't allow any infrastructure to be laid to for us to make use of that, but that's, I don't know, well, we are so polarized.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I just want to, I'm just an old man. I want to.
But, and the thing, no matter what happens, I mean, we see a tragedy of some kind. And I have said, and maybe I'm a little pessimistic, Jim, hold on, we'll get to you in just 1 second. Maybe I'm a little pessimistic, but if 9/11 were to happen today, and remember what September the 12th was like when everybody came together you think that would happen today? No. Would not happen, because Fox News would take it one way, CNN and MSNBC would take it another way. The Republicans, the Democrats, it would be finger pointing. It's your fault. It's your fault. It's your fault. It would not happen.
Nixon would have never left office in this environment if it was tribal.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, that's
because good point. It wasn't tribal back then.
All right, let me knock out this phone call. Jim, you're on with former Mayor Danny Jones. Go ahead.
Thanks a lot, Dave. Hello, Danny.
Hi, Jim.
How are you?
Good.
I want to make a comment, and I'm not looking for sympathy, but I haven't been up to try your ribs yet because I am bed fast, and they have to use a Hoyer lift to put me in my wheelchair, and you have to set up transportation like a couple or a week in advance or a few days in advance, and sometimes it's just the hassle. Well, our question I wanted to ask, two questions. First of all, when you were sheriff, after you went out of office, are sheriffs and chiefs of police, are they allowed to carry guns their lifetime?
No, they...
Do they have that ability? And since they do background checks on people, when when I got my 9/11 job... wouldn't you think that these pawn shops and stuff like that should have a couple people that they would get in touch with to see what kind of a person that person was, and then either, allow them to buy a gun or turn them down?
All right, Danny, go ahead.
All right. I think that anybody can carry a gun now, open or closed, as long as you're not a convicted felon.
Right.
You can carry a gun. And, it wouldn't matter if you're a former sheriff or not. When I left the sheriff's office, I didn't carry a gun when I was sheriff. But if I'd have wanted to carry one, I would have gotten a concealed carry permit. But you don't have to do that anymore. You just go to the gun store and buy a gun and carry it, either open or closed.
All right, Jim, I appreciate you. Oh, I didn't mean to cut you off, Jim. I'm sorry, but we had to. That's my fault, Jim. I apologize. We'll make it up to you the next time Danny's on the show. I apologize for that. Texture says, the Democrats' platform would be very ironic. We need to be able to freely kill more babies, but we must not have guns, according to a texture.
Yeah. Well, that's the way people, that's the way people put things, I guess.
Texter says, Dave, outlaw selling AKs. Now you may save lives without confiscating the ones out there. Republicans seem to be the only ones not knowing what assault rifles are. Texter says, I walked through the town center the other day. It's an impressive display of sheetrock. Yeah. Maybe that's what they could use for marketing. Come see the world's largest collection of sheetrock in one spot. All right, enough about guns. Let's get your take on city politics. We have a race for mayor now. I mean, the primary's over. So
I didn't listen. Was Lance came in?
He was on the show. A couple weeks ago. Yeah, he was on the show a couple weeks ago.
One of the nicest guys I've ever known. I've known him better part of five decades.
Mm-hmm. You guys went to school together, didn't you? Go to high school?
I don't think so.
I thought you did. Okay.
I think he's a year behind me. I don't know if we did or not.
Okay.
But he's an incredibly kind and decent human being. Mm-hmm. My notion is this.
Okay.
And if you want to go vote for Lance, vote for Lance. He's a good guy. I don't think you're ever going to see another Republican mayor in this city.
Really?
I think I was the last one, and people voted for me because of my background of knowing everybody and delivering food and pumping gas and doing everything that I did to get to know people on a personal basis. They just knew me. Mm-hmm. So they didn't look at the party thing. Getting a Republican elected, this city has gone way far left. Exact the opposite of the way it was in 1960 when my dad says, West Virginia is a Democrat city. Charleston's a West Virginia Democrat state. Charleston's a Republic. Now it's just the opposite.
Yeah, and West Virginia is the exact opposite too, because it's like Charleston is that the Charleston Morgantown maybe the only blue cities we have in the entire state. Final thoughts. Go ahead.
I get well that, and you've got any urban area, Huntington, Wheeling. I mean, in the core of the city, it can be urban. Which is liberal.
Yeah. Danny, always a pleasure, man.
Thank you.
Go down and get some of the best ribs in West Virginia.
Thank you very much.
And don't forget about the sides, man. The smoked potato salad. That's my favorite.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's good. And the croutons.
Yeah.
Get the chili, get the croutons and the chili.
That's right.
All right. All right. I got to go. Coming up on the show tomorrow, Morgan Switzer from the Department of Homeland Security is going to join us on the show tomorrow. Hobby of the News coming up from my producer, Caitlin Murphy. Thank you so much. We'll see you tomorrow. Till then, have fun and love somebody.
WCHS-AM, W243-DRFM Charleston, and W283-AQ Cross Lanes, a WVRC media station. We're proud to live here, too.